What, you dare me
what,
to make
you,
it about
dare
feminism?
Me to make it about feminism?
Because I can make it about
because
feminism.
I can make it about feminism.
You are now listening you to the Feminist Bar Podcast. The Feminist Bar Podcast.
What is good? What is poppin'? Welcome to the Feminist Bar Podcast with your host, T.Sue Maka. Why am I grinning from ear to ear right now? Do you know what? You guys have made me so happy. You've made me so proud. You have made me feel so fulfilled and so loved. And like, we have such an amazing community on here. You know what? Let me just tell you why I'm happy. I am happy because we had a bunch of story submissions. Yeah, I think probably maybe up to, I would say over 100 story submissions about a bunch of different things, sex-related, abortion-related, SRHR-related, sexual health, bodily autonomy, blah, 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 blah. So we had those in text. And as you may already know, like, I had tried to put those out using AI voices, which I was really not happy with. But after actually putting it out there on the socials that we had these stories, you guys were like, I'll do it. And so many of you actually reached out and we managed to get something popping. And that's why I'm here with you today. So I just want to say thank you to everyone who's a part of this community. Thank you to the gays, the girls, the queers. I love you guys. Thank you for making this possible. I'm so excited to be sharing these stories with you over the next couple of episodes. I'm gonna give them to you a little bit at a time. And yeah, so as you may already know, we're kind of delving into a heavily SRHR, sexual reproductive health rights, part of this podcast, heavily sexual pleasure, pleasure activism. So how can we delve into sexual pleasure without delving into our bodies? I think a huge part of the orgasm gap and a huge part of just not knowing about women's bodies has a lot to do with the fact that we are not even taught about the female anatomy as we grow up. And even in our daily lives, as we interact with our communities, our moms, our cousins, our sisters, there's so many things that we didn't know about our bodies. And you know what happened with that? We attached shame to so many things. We attached stigma to so many things. And just not knowing, knowledge is power. And there's so many things that we didn't know that up until now are impacting our daily lives. So I asked you guys to tell me a couple of stories about the things that nobody ever taught you about your body. And that's what we're here to listen to today. This is a really short episode. I hope you enjoy these stories. Again, I love you guys. We will, of course, do a longer episode delving into this, but this is just for you guys. The story segment is just for you guys, and every other story segment as well is going to be short, and it's just going to be for you guys. I'm going to get the hell out of your ears with all this yapping and let you hear these stories for yourselves. Thank you to everyone who has contributed. You will find a link in the episode notes for anyone else who wants to submit a story, whether it's about this, whether it's about anything else. It is completely anonymous. You are safe here. You can come as you are. This is not a place of judgment or a place where anyone will criticize or pick you apart. And thank you for seeing that already for those who submitted their stories. I love you guys. And let's hear about all the things that we were not told about our bodies.
Hi, I didn't know about ovulation, like the depth of it. Always thought the mucus means there's something wrong with my vagina, like I got an STI or infection of some sort.
Hey, the first time I got my period, I ran and told my dad I was dying, like I didn't know there was going to be blood. I don't know what I expected. I mean, I got the talk, but it was scary, like once you get your period, if you mess around, you will get pregnant. The first time I got a Bartholin cyst, I thought I was growing a testicle. Child, I made my friend check it out and poke it, which in hindsight was not quite sanitary.
Hello, self-pleasure. In a society that taboos anything to do with sex, I wish someone had taught me that it was okay to experiment on what works for me. How do you expect to receive pleasure when you don't know what gets you there?
Hey girl, risks of vaginal infections that can be easily avoided. Don't finger your girl with your dirty hands, or don't slip a finger in your girl's butt, then go back into her vagina without washing your hands.
Hi Tina, I wish someone had told me how your period can be irregular for reasons other than pregnancy. I once skipped my period for 3 months in varsity. I told two friends and of course they said pregnancy test, even though I knew I was not having sex. I went to the clinic and they were like, this happens, especially when stressed.
For me, I wasn't told that having sexual urges when you are young is totally fine. It is not demonic. It is not shameful. It is natural and there is nothing wrong with that.
For me, the fact that uncircumcised men don't know that the penis can accumulate dead skin, hence needs cleaning. First time I saw that, I thought I was sick.
Hey, fibroids. Absolutely hate that the first time I knew about them was for one of my pregnancy scans. It was so terrifying. But I've learned to live with them. They suck, but I really wish it was something I knew and could have prepared for mentally. As for hemorrhoids, bodies are so weird.
Hello. For me, it's how I'm not too big. I just needed to stop comparing myself to other people and fall in love with myself.
For me, that I will have multiple puberties throughout my 20s and probably for my whole life, and that's how bodies are.
Hi, Tina. How to understand what health signals your period is giving you, and how to take care of your menstrual health, including the mental symptoms. Hint, supplements are a friend.
Hi, I went to an all-girls school and there was zero education on sexual reproductive health, especially menstruation. Went through my entire life having 2 to 3 excruciatingly painful periods a year, thinking it was normal. Relatives would tell my mom not to get me treated for Jacob because I would fall pregnant, only to be diagnosed with PCOS and endometriosis in my mid-20s.
Hi Tina. Every time I discovered something new about my body, I panicked. First time I put my finger up my vagina just before my period and I felt the opening of my cervix, I thought I had cancer. The first time I had a UTI, I called the ambulance because I thought I was dying from a yeast infection from being on antibiotics for too long. I kept quiet and tried home remedies. I signed up for an online doctor's appointment to get a prescription because I was ashamed. I'm almost 30 and to this day I'm super secretive about my period because when it started I got the impression no one should find out about it and I still can't get over period shame. You don't want to know how much I panicked the first time I squirted.
Hey, that I could feel pleasure. Discovered my clitoris at 14 and I couldn't stop playing with it then. That periods will hurt. I also have suicidal thoughts sometimes before and sometimes during my period. That my body will change over time as I go. Don't know how to explain this, but literally growing into your body. No one told me about anxiety or depression or how it will affect my body. All those feelings were new and terrified me when I started experiencing them.
Sex for me as a plus-size lesbian is different. The things I like are different. It causes me to just get anxious when it comes to new sex partners. I am learning to communicate more though, and not hide some parts that I don't think are beautiful, like dark inner thighs and rolls.
Hi Tina. I saw the response about labia and felt I should respond with my experience. As a Shona woman who grew up in Zimbabwe, you realize that most of the girls are taught about kudonza matinji from ages as early as 10, sometimes even younger. It's so bad that even in churches, they teach young girls about it. And Tete / advisor actually have a hygiene lesson and a ladies discussion where they teach us these important things. Basically, not having labia minora is something to be ashamed about. So you do it, and sometimes you don't even know why it's done. Or better yet, why you are doing it. In my experience, I did and I regret it majorly. Mainly because I'm a bisexual woman who mostly dates masculine presenting women. And every single one I have dated has had a pretty pussy. Usually have a dunzi matinji. Now I'm so insecure about mine because it looks the way it looks and no one ever told us that kudonza will make it look this way. I'm still learning to be okay with it, but damn.
Well, that not all vaginas look the same and that's okay. Tangonzwa na tete wachiti unofanirwa kudonza matinji. We'd hear our aunts advising us to pull out labia, or else if you don't have those, your man will not have sexual satisfaction. Again, the sex education was all based on how to please the man, never how to please yourself too. A simple thing as consent, even in marriage, was frowned upon, as you're always meant to be up for sex whenever your man demands. Don't even get me started on the women shouldn't initiate sex, as you don't want to be portrayed as loose. Even cleaning yourself after sex and getting down to foreplay or lack of. Hey girl, I have my own yeast infection story. I was so scared, I had no idea what was happening. When I first saw it, I almost passed out. At this age, I thought I was going to die, and when I realized it was a yeast infection, I was so upset with myself because I thought it ought to be something reckless I did. I realized I was so uneducated on this topic, which led to my panic. I'm okay now, and my partner was so supportive, and we learned a lot about the female body together.
It's a lot, right? The shame, the not knowing, the assumptions about, you know, what's happening and what should be happening and what shouldn't be happening and who you can talk to about it because it's happening a certain way. The fear, the impact of them not knowing and making decisions based off of that or without that information. And I think a lot of us just listened to these and related. Yes, yeah, yeah, abso-fucking-lutely, abso-fucking-lutely. I got a yeast infection for the very first time in 2018, or was it 2017? And I was terrified for my fucking life. I called my partner at the time and started yelling, talking about what the fuck did you give me? And I just didn't know myself. I don't think I had really looked at my own vagina with love and adoration ever. Maybe I'd looked at it out of curiosity earlier on in my life, but not as something that was a part of me that was deserving of love and pleasure and that could look anyhow and still be perfect. I won't say when I started masturbating. I'm gonna save some of these goodies for the episode because, you know, you're still gonna have to tune in. But all this to say that the playing field has never been even. If you listen to these and you relate, or if you're beating yourself up about not knowing something or realizing something about your body or something that your body looks like now or does now, that may be a result of some of these violent patriarchal standards, then I'm just here to tell you that you're not alone. And so many people can relate, and hopefully together we can keep going on a path of some kind of collective healing, talking about it, sharing about it, realizing you're not alone, releasing some of that guilt, and walking into our feminist power. As we say, fuck you to the patriarchy. Well, that was the episode. Those were some of your stories that you anonymously submitted. And those are some of your voices as the listeners and as a part of this community. Are you really just listeners if you're submitting stories and doing voiceovers? No, this is our podcast. Okay, thank you so much for listening to The Feminist Bar. I am like just having like a deep moment of reflection and just like appreciation, so I am forever grateful. Have a badass day and give them hell. I will see you later this week.